Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub, no!
It's the Bagel Awards.
Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the Onion. Okay.
Get help today.
And Fist of Cash with Chef.
What a good week it is for the Bankroll Boys. They are brought to you by DraftKings. The DraftKings has a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs this week. Download DraftKings now. Use code SPORTSHUB during sign-up and start feeling the sweat like never before. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. You know it's a great week when you get double the Lifshatz. We talked to him earlier this week about the happiest I've ever heard him. Mr. Lifshatz, are you still basking in the glow of legalized sports gambling, or have you found something negative about what the news that dropped earlier this week?
No, honestly, I have nothing bad to say. I think that for once, I'm going to own my L because I really didn't think this was going to happen, and I've been steadfast about that. I mean, I really didn't think it was going to happen, so I'm going to own my L. Big fat L for me.
Well, Dan, I mean, listen, how long has it been since there's been teases that it's going to happen and it never happened? It's a good L to own because, you know, everyone's happy afterwards, but still, it's not like you were crazy to think this was. I don't think anybody predicted this was going to happen, even people who were the most optimistic. Yep. I think we were all surprised that morning when at 4:45, we're like, whoa, hang on, it's been legalized. Or it's, you know, they passed it. No. Oh, hang on. Even more so, it's got all the good stuff that we wanted in it.
Yeah. The only downside that you can even remotely try and pick is the number of licenses. Obviously, you want more licenses. That brings more competition. That means more sports books. And the more sports books that you have, meaning the more line options you have, the better the price you'll get. So that's the only downside. But the fact is that since these books can now tether themselves to, you know, racetracks, which is, you can get up to 13 different casinos potentially, or 13 different books in the state of Massachusetts. And that's if, you know, Wynn only decides to go with one online book. They can actually choose two online books. Wow. So it is pretty crazy. We could see really 13 different sports books in the state of Massachusetts, which is fantastic. And look, I have no complaints. I'm very happy, still smiling.
It still has to get passed, though. Let's not forget. And I know, let's just, Dan, your thing has been Governor Baker.
It has been.
He has to approve this bad boy.
Yep. Yes.
I don't know if he's he's taking offers like, hey, everybody, I can pass this.
All right.
What are you going to give me?
There's no way he can do that now. Because,
he'd get crushed. But he's also out the door, though. Let's not forget about that.
The thing is, the tube's out of the toothpaste. Now it's like news. It's passed. This was the toughest part. And he has gone on record as saying that he would sign it if this thing ended up passing the House, which it did. But the big question now is, because I've heard conflicting reports, and once again, you guys are on the inside. You've got your dark pools you're talking to. What do you know about when this will officially be at a point where we can go and walk up to a sports book and go onto an app and be able to place a bet? And I know those are two different timelines.
Yep.
But what do you know about the start of when we can actually start placing bets?
So last week I had a chance to talk to Senator Paul Feeney. And if you ask me, he thinks it's going to be a year. He thinks this stuff is going to take some time with the league. I've heard it could be mid-season or around the Super Bowl. I know some people think they want to get it for this football season. I just think it's going to take some time here.
Everyone needs their piece of the pie, that kind of thing. Figure out who gets what. Is that the problem?
That I think so. But again, I know that. I know the guys over at Encore. Like, they're ready. From what I know, is they can hit a switch, and it's all good to go. So we've been there. They're ready. They have the cages. Like, I think they just have to get some funds in there, and they're good to go.
I think the MGM in Springfield is ready to go. Yep. I think that almost every one of the major casinos, I mean, they're all ready. And they've been ready because they've been waiting for this moment. And they wanted to be at the point where, you know, there wasn't going to be another casino that was able to sell, you know, tickets to the, you know, to and do sports betting before them, because then it just makes them look bad. They're all ready to go. But I heard, and Dan, maybe you can correct me, I thought after this passed, one of the representatives went on the record as saying that they believe that it could be ready to go as early as the beginning of the season. What changed?
Yeah, so what's going to change is the fact that now they're going to have to, well, first off, there's going to be some books that are going to start negotiating with racetracks to try and tether themselves to a racetrack. So you're going to have books trying to get in and then tether themselves, which would mean that they don't need to necessarily have just a mobile license. They can also have a window. So that's going to be an interesting kind of concept, and that might take some time, obviously, to negotiate those.
And I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. I just want to figure out what you mean. So are you saying that if a place like Suffolk Downs were to open Correct. Back up, like MGM or the Caesars app would tie themselves to there?
Correct. They'll have to have a ticket window as well there. So they'll have to be at least one window where you can physically go get a ticket in your hand as well.
Okay, so why can't they go ahead and approve it for the books that are ready to go? Like, why can't things go ahead and get started for, as I said, the MGM out in Springfield, or, you know, the Encore in Boston?
Yeah, my guess is that, and I think that they're going to start taking, like, tickets, like hard physical tickets. I think they're going to start taking them the minute that Baker signs it into effect, which should be before the start of the football season. I believe that that's the case. So I think it's going to be ready for certain places, the Encore, the MGM, maybe Plain Ridge.
Yeah.
But, you know, for the mobile stuff, I think it's going to be difficult. Remember how Connecticut did it. They rolled it out at one time. They kind of rolled it out together, even though that there were some things that... you know, even though some books were ready before others.
I don't know how they did it. I'm sorry. How did Connecticut do it? I'm not sure.
So what they did is they waited for a specific day before anyone could start betting on it. So they set a certain day, and they opened the mobile and the physical hard tickets together. So it's really going to be an interesting process of how they decide to roll it out. I think since Massachusetts wants to get it ready, I mean, they should want to do it immediately. They should at least start letting people roll out physical hard tickets immediately if they want to do that for football season. The mobile stuff, I don't know. The mobile stuff is going to be a question, because we've heard the timeline that's going to be a few weeks. I think you're probably looking at mid-season minimum for the mobile draft, you know, if you want to bet on your apps or whatever on your phone. I think that you're going to see mid-season at least.
And Rich, I just want to say, a ticket, people want a ticket. You know, we bet online, and, you know, it's all electronic. But these books want tickets because they can buy you out of them early. For example, if you have a ticket for the Patriots to win the Super Bowl and they're 14-0, like, they might be like, hey, we'll buy that ticket back from you for $5,000, or do you want to let it ride?
Yeah.
You know? And there's
like,
other sites.
Like,
there's
prop swap.
Exactly.
Like that.
So it's good. You want a ticket. I know there's some people who don't care about it. I personally like it because you have a little bit of leverage to hedge and things of that degree. One other thing I just wanted to bring up, and again, I'm friendly with Senator Paul Feeney. He's a senator for the Bristol County. I asked him a few questions, and I just want to let listeners know that these taxes, the 15% for brick and mortar and 20% for mobile, it does not affect the consumer. So if you put a bet $110 to win $100, you're going to get your $100 if you win. Books are the ones that are taxed, and that's when it's going to come down to it. Now, some of the rates aren't as high or as low, excuse me, as New Jersey or even New Hampshire, for that matter. But, you know, this is so consumer friendly that it's an absolutely great deal for the Massachusetts consumer. It's so good.
Okay, so what does this mean for the in-game experience? I know that there was talk, and I don't even know if some of these other places, like I know we mentioned Arizona and the Raiders. I think they've got, you know, sports books inside of their football stadiums. But, you know, there was all this talk when sports gambling was starting to get legalized all throughout the country outside of Vegas that you could, during a game, be able to bet on things that are happening, you know, the moment they're happening in the stadium. Like, what does this mean for the in-game experience? Experience like here in at least Massachusetts.
There's going to be a DraftKings office at Gillette.
Yep.
I think they'll probably have kiosks right around the stadium.
Yeah, that's
the app, or you can just download the app.
But that would be my assumption is they'll start granting specific licenses, and they said they wanted to try the kiosk thing in the bill. So you'll probably see them some at Fenway, whatever Fenway closes the deal with. You'll probably see some, and you know whatever, and you know Gillette, obviously. I'm sure the Garden probably too. And what happened is they'll probably continue to try the idea out. And my assumption is if they don't grant the kiosk, then they might grant additional casino licenses for those places, and I think that there's, you know, it's going to be important for people to be able to bet in those places.
Does this mean more casinos?
Thoroughbred Racetrack was on the agenda, which would be huge, and I'm telling you, I think somehow they would try to incorporate that with a new soccer stadium. So I think this is just me hypothetically speaking. I think they're going to try to do a new racetrack with a new soccer stadium. And that, so across the street at Everett is where I think it will be. That plant's going down in the next 5 years. They're going to own that property. They're going to need more parking. I think that's the spot to have it.
Would they revisit? Yeah, I remember the Wynn wanted something across the street from Gillette Stadium. Is that right? Would they revisit something like that?
I think there's going to be a DraftKings headquarters. So there's going to definitely be one in New Hampshire. I know that at Boston Billiard Club, I think. So, but from what I gathered, I think there will be like an actual sports book, and I think it will be DraftKings.
Yeah, I mean, I assume that you're going to see a large amount of sports books try and tether themselves, meaning they want a in-person place to bet, not just mobile options. Again, a lot of guys like to get, you know, like the physical tickets because of the resale value, because you can sell them to other people, because of the fact that, you know, people like holding on the tickets. It's kind of something that's, you know, special. And again, for the larger bettors out there, they can get runners to go place bets for them at these specific places, so they don't have to necessarily use their accounts.
Yeah, I would love really important sending a runner to like Connecticut. You're in Mass, but you can send runners to like. We saw Cracking Barrel do it on that TV show you guys watched. Remember, he had different guys going to different casinos.
Yep.
We could do that here locally. We could go to Rhode Island, Connecticut.
There are guys who do that. Who drive to Connecticut every day to go to FanDuel and go to DraftKings, and you know, and then they'll go to New Jersey in the next couple of days to do MGM, etc.
This is the tour idea you're coming up with, Rich. Like, this is the hey, you know, let's go to Rhode Island today. We'll get some Dells, and then we'll put in a bet, and then we'll go to New Hampshire, we'll hit up,
go to Rhode Island for Dells.
It's worth it. Hell yeah.
Get it nowhere else.
Well, I ordered a big-ass bucket of Dells. It's lasted me about 6 years, so this is basically making a powder like sugar.
Well, like, right, we can hit up the pizza, the whole
thing. All I'm saying is go to Rhode Island.
Joe Murray's beefy bets of the week. Yes. Find them in different locations.
By the way, new segment we came up with. When we agree on the same bet, we're going to call it a beefy bet.
Yeah, because
we need a sponsor.
I know is that you mentioned that the Encore might want to put across the street, you know, a brand new track and stuff like that. I gotta think they're trying to figure out every single angle to get rid of just that eyesore. That there's nothing better than when you're at the Encore, you're inside of it, which is beautiful. I mean, they do a great job, and they've got a carousel made out of flowers and all that.
And
Popeye statue's stupid. That's the dumbest thing ever.
They hit it all the way over by the conference room.
It's like worth like $25 million. Yeah. They said, just put it back by the conference room. No one has to see this embarrassing thing. But no, it's like gorgeous. And then you step out on that veranda, and it looks like the apocalypse. It looks like something out of like Terminator Salvation. You're like, oh my God. So, first of all, are any of those buildings even functional anymore?
Or is
it just like something that they should sell to a movie studio just so they can have large scenes with explosions
I know personally on the inside that plant across the street's closing. It's just, it takes 5 years or so to close a power plant. So
okay. So does so when that's is going. The 5 years over?
That's definitely going down. Like that's okay. That's going down. And then I think that whole stretch there is getting wiped out. And supposedly the Everett, where the what is it there? There's a bunch of food places and a Target and all that. That's going to be a golf course. So they're trying to take over that whole area.
I heard about that. I mean, listen, I don't know about turning Everett into a resort.
I mean, do we want the Texas Roadhouse or a golf course? You know what I mean?
I mean, look, Texas Roadhouse, all right. I got no problem.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't you be knocking Texas Roadhouse.
Do they have birds approval for this, by the way?
I don't know.
How do you think he found out about all this?
I'm aware. I didn't ask how he found out. I said, do they have his approval? Big difference.
But they'll work on that area, though. And I'll tell you. The Encore is great, I know. But that little area, though, sucks. And I'm hoping that they can open it up. And who knows? But I think a new soccer stadium will happen because of this.
Yeah. Well, I know that the Crafts have been really, really trying to open a soccer stadium, like down near the city.
They tried Northeastern. That didn't work. Now they're going to go across. That makes sense.
They tried over in Dorchester. I mean, they've tried everything. And I think it's like a massive thorn in their side that really, if you bring it up, I think it pisses them off because they have tried everything to get a soccer stadium down there. And maybe, just maybe, this is the case. And I'm all for a soccer stadium near the city because that means better concerts are close to the city, so I don't have to drive to the shed every time any good band happens. I hate going
out
to
Sullivan
Mansfield.
Square, though. They got to do something about that entryway over there.
Shrafts, baby. You mean that rotary?
That's 40 years, man. They've been trying to do something there and nothing has happened.
They need to make a bridge over the water is what they got to do.
that'll get approval like that. Perfect.
Hey, they got money for it now.
Yeah,
that's right. And maybe just give Mike's Roast Beef a little bit of money and they can supersize. And that'll be the official meal provider of whatever this soccer stadium is going
to be. Beefy Betts, baby. We're looking for a sponsor.
Right. We got our beefs, bro.
Looking for a sponsor for Beefy Betts.
What would you do? Wouldn't you?
Joe will never starve. Your hustle is
a grinder, man. That's what he does.
Through the roof.
Always.
I've lost 55 pounds. I'm definitely starving.
I meant figuratively.
Oh, okay.
Not figuratively. You'll never starve. Like in
the term diet.
Yes. All right, man. All right. Well, let's get to actual bets. I want to take your get your take on some of these odds and fun stuff. I don't know what the hell we're talking about, but we'll get into something that has to do with why you guys are here. I'm excited. I'm legitimately really excited about this. And you've heard me talking for the last couple of days. It's great for everybody involved. It's great for the station. It's great for just the people who want to just go out and have a good time, especially around things like March Madness. It's great for everyone. It's going to bring a lot of money into the state as well. And we finally get to, we finally get to reap the benefits of these. Every state around us seems to have for a while. All right, we'll get to your actual odds and props in just a moment right after this.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
This is Toucher and Rich.
It sounds like the biggest nightmare, and why anyone would choose it, I don't know.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Touch and Rich, Joe Murray, Dan Lifshatz, otherwise known as the Bankroll Boys. Many meetings behind the scenes. Many meetings. Many sponsorship opportunities.
Beefy Joe's bets. Working. He's working. He's got stuff happening.
Beefy it's, bets about to get going a sponsor. Is that what it's going to be called? If you both agree on something, it's called your Beefy Bet of the Week.
That's right. Well, that's all what we. Right. That's what we. Sounded good last night when we were talking about it.
There's certain times where things do sound great late at night, and then you wake up and you go, eh. Although I do like beefy bets.
Yeah, I think we should, let's work on it, sales team. Let's get going.
That is a good one. All right, so I'm always curious about this, and I hate to spring this on you because this is not something you put in your email that's got some of the props and whatever, but I'm always curious as to whenever there's a trade deadline that comes and goes, how much it affects what Vegas thinks of a team's odds. Now, I read yesterday about how the Padres, after getting Juan Soto, you know, their odds got a significant amount better. As a matter of fact, I mean, if you watched any of that Padres game, I didn't watch it, I just read about it, and it just seems like they're hell-bent on destruction. That team looks just absolutely loaded.
Don't even have Tatis yet. That's
the thing. I know. And they just, I mean, they look like they're just, they can't be stopped. But what is there any kind of movement whatsoever? I just want to know what Vegas thought, if anything, about what the Red Sox did over the last couple of days.
Nothing happened. I think they moved maybe 10 cents or whatever it was, or maybe a dollar or so. But again, you know, you go on DraftKings right now, they're 110-1 to win. I mean, like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. we're not talking about a big move here. The Red Sox really didn't do enough to kind of supplant themselves anywhere. I think they were prior to that 115-1, so now they're 111-1.
Was there any kind of odds or there, you know, out there about what their odds to make the playoffs are right now, seeing that they're, what, three games, John, out of the wild card? And the schedule, other than the Royals, does not look favorable coming up. What does Vegas say about that?
Yeah, so at the halfway break at the All-Star game, the Red Sox were +105 to not make the playoffs, meaning they were favored to make the playoffs. Currently, as of today on the DraftKings Sportsbook, they are -295 to not make the playoffs.
So a big
drop in the past couple weeks, obviously. Not really a shock there.
Wow.
Well, the other part of it is there are three teams. There are only three games out, but there are three teams between them and the final playoff spot at the moment. So, and I agree with Dan. That don't bet on them making the playoffs.
I would not.
Fool's errand. Fool's
I would
errand.
Not.
And you send in your email, the over-under has dropped by a couple, and it's since the beginning of the season as well. What are they, 82.5 at this point?
It was 84, right?
Yeah, so it was 84.5 at the beginning of the season. Again, at the All-Star break, it was 84. It's now currently 82.5.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, makes sense. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of what I expected. Didn't really think that it would move the needle that much. But I don't know. Sometimes Vegas has a weird way of shifting drastically one way or the other in ways that I didn't think that, you know, we're going to end up moving the needle that much. All right. I completely forgot that tonight is the Hall of Fame game.
Yes, sir.
I had no idea. So here we go. Your first chance to actually bet on NFL football this season. It's Raiders versus Jaguars. Let's say I want to put money on something that we all know is meaningless. And you guys seem to like preseason football. Like, you guys are fans, almost as if there's an edge you can get in preseason that you can't get in the regular season. Why do you guys like preseason so much for pure, not entertainment purposes, but for pure money making?
Yeah, there's a massive edge in preseason football. In fact, when this line opened up, it was Raiders +1, +1.5 most places. And it actually got up to 2.5 before Trevor Lawrence was ruled out of the game for the Jaguars along with a bunch of other first teamers. There is a Sharp group called RAS, which is actually public, and they released the once that news came out a few hours later, they released Raiders plus one or pick 'em, and they are now currently minus 2.5. So you can see how that big, just that one move, can make a large jump in the preseason. I actually had bet it before the jump, not that I was touting myself as something special. I think there was a lot of people who had done that, but a big move there on the line, and that's why you're seeing the minus 2.5. The over-under has also dropped about 3 points because of the first teamers not playing for the Jacksonville Jaguars. So again, you can see that. Another perfect example is the Atlanta Falcons and the Detroit Lions. The Lions basically ruled out a large amount of their first teamers in that game. Atlanta's now minus 1.5 when they were plus 2.5 the other day. And same thing with Green Bay. In the San Francisco game, San Francisco ruled out not playing Jimmy Garoppolo or Trey Lance. They were plus 3. Green Bay was plus 3. That is now a pick 'em, or Green Bay minus 1. So you'll see how just the moves of moving a starting player, even get a quarter or two, takes a good amount of points off the board.
It's all the information, Rich. We don't get that information mostly, you know, when it comes to the big games, but these games, they give it out. But get ready for tonight. The Jarrett Stidham experience. The Vegas. He'll be the quarterback tonight after Carr. It'll be Stiddy, and I think they have Chase Garbers. And then Jake Luton. Get ready for that for the Jaguars tonight.
Okay, so where's your money? Like, where are you putting your money?
Well, it's in Vegas. And you got to figure they're going to be fired up tonight, right?
I would say if you're looking at something, it'd be Vegas first half. But again, I think the fact
it isn't Canada.
Yeah,
it's
but
a Hall of Fame game, right?
Still, I think he'll be fired up.
Yeah, but again,
McDaniel's first game, all that.
Yeah, I would say probably Vegas first half. What I would also tell you again is that number is probably significantly higher. The move has already been made on this game, guys. I think you're better off if you're betting this game, wait for something in-game, because I think you're probably too late to bet the draw on the pregame on this one. If you're going to bet preseason football, you better get a good number and you better get it early, because if you don't, you're going to be taking bad numbers and chasing numbers all around the board. For instance, Tom Brady and his team are not playing in Tampa on the 13th, which I believe is Saturday. That number is Miami minus 1 right now. Don't be shocked if that closes to something closer to Miami minus 4, Miami minus 3, something along those lines. So you have to be quick on the draw and get these numbers before they move, you know, pretty largely.
All right, so we were talking about how tough it's been for the offense for the Patriots right now. You know, at the beginning, listen, they're installing this whole new Shanahan offense thing. They're having a hard time getting it. Doesn't mean they won't get it. It just means anytime there's something new, it takes a while for it to kick in. And we were going through the first month of games on the Patriots and trying to figure out, once again, whether a defense that we still don't know a ton about right now, how effective they could be, whether they would be able to cover for the sloppiness of the offense just to start things off. And I'm looking right now at the week one spread, Miami versus New England. And you've got, according to Vegas right now, Miami is favored by 2.5. Just because, just taking a look at this, because there's a lot we don't know about Miami either. There's a ton of question marks here. We don't know how well Tua is going to do. We don't even know how good Mike McDaniels is going to be, and whether or not, you know, it could be chaos one way or the other, even though Mike McDaniels seems to be a guy who's got a good head on his shoulders. What are you thinking about that first week? New England at Miami, Miami minus 2.5.
Personally, I'd probably lean Miami early on. Look, you're installing a new offense. You have a lot of moving parts there. Defensively, I still think they're probably going to be struggling and trying to piece together the secondary. Usually the first, 4 weeks is what we've known as Belichick, to take kind of a preseason approach to these games and kind of see what happens. I would lean Miami in these games. I think you're going to see a lot of people on the Patriots as well. A lot of people probably don't want to bet on Tua early on. I actually think Tua might have an okay season. I am concerned about the McDaniels factor, though. I got to be honest with you, I don't really love the whole San Francisco coaching tree and everything kind of coming out of there. I don't think they've done a good job. Kind of take a look at what's going on in New York with Robert Saleh. It hasn't been great. I don't really trust McDaniels. So I got to be honest with you, I don't love that bet, but I would lean Miami in that game. And honestly, if you're really looking for something, I'd probably go under. The Patriots offense right now, we haven't heard the best things about that. You can always take another shot, but
yeah.
And again, Miami should have a good defense. New England knows this Miami team pretty well. Again, divisional matchups tend to go under, especially early on. I'd probably take a look at the under. I don't really love anything in that game, though, right now. I think the Lions kind of, you know, again, a lot of value. Kind of already been taken off the board on these week one lines because they've been out for a long time.
All right, you have the Super Bowl winner will come from the blank division. Right now, John, have you seen this already? Have you seen what they sent? Oh, okay.
I was going to
have you guess which division, and I think I have seen. Yeah, the AFC West right now at plus 350. And then you got two tied right behind at the AFC East and the NFC West. All the way down at the bottom, the AFC South at plus 1,200. That would be hysterical if that ended up happening. If you're looking just to make money on this, if you are trying to find the best value, Joe Murray, which division are you picking?
I think it's the AFC East. I know it's,
even though they have the second best odds at plus 450.
Yeah, I think it's square, but I think Buffalo has the best team. They probably have the best division, and if they can get the bye, I don't see why they can't go to the Super Bowl.
Why not the NFC South? Why not looking at Tom Brady at plus 600? I would.
I'm not saying he's gone. It's just that would be if it was today and you asked me what I would do, I'd pick them.
So the one thing I will say is I think that at least you have two potential contenders, maybe three in the AFC East. In the NFC South, you have one real team that's probably going to be very good. You can maybe argue a borderline team in the Saints. So if you're going to bet the division, you probably should be looking for someone who has some upside, maybe a little bit of a sleeper there. I agree. Tampa is going to be the team that I probably am going to pick to win the Super Bowl this year as well. But I'm not going to bet the NFC South at 6-1 because, what, I'm going to get the Saints and the Falcons and the Panthers? No, thank you. I'll take the 7.5-1 or 8.5-1 on Tampa that I can get rather than bet the division there. If you're going to look for a division, I'd probably look for something with a little bit of upside. Maybe a team that you like. The AFC West is obviously going to be a very popular division there.
I'm trying to wonder what you said. The AFC East has three potential contenders. Who?
Well, I think the Bills are a contender. Miami's got to be a contender, right? They just added Tyreek Hill.
They're quarterback.
Just started talking about their quarterback.
You're looking at teams with upside, guys. We're looking at teams with upside.
Miami
has legitimate upside. And honestly, again, regardless of how you guys feel about the Patriots right now and the disaster, everyone makes fun of them, Joe Judge, Matt Patricia, sure, I agree with that. What happens if they get their stuff together, guys? You're going to tell me that a Belichick coach team can't beat someone in the AFC playoffs? Come on.
You're just defending Matt Patricia because you look like
him. Dan's been consistent. He likes the Patriots this year. I'm down on the win total, but again, the fact that they play first and second year coaches gives Belichick the advantage.
So
I'm still under 8.5.
Are you over? You're over on the win total?
I'm right there. Like, I think 8.5 is the number it should be. I think they're probably going to win 8, 9, 10 games right in that area. So I'm not going to bet it, but I think they'll probably be right around that area. So I'd say they'll probably go 9-7. I don't want to sit in a line, straddle line here. I'll say nine and eight. I think they'll go 9-8 or whatever this year. They might be slightly worse than last year, but I think again next year, assuming they don't absolutely ruin the entire program this year, I think we'll take another jump next year.
By the way, this is pretty funny. One of our listeners just sent this to me, and it's funny because I've been reading a little bit about this too. It's from NFL Rumors, but it's funny. I've heard some reporters say something similar. It said several reports say Jets Joe Flacco has outplayed Zach Wilson in training camp. # take flight. I mean, how great would that be? if Zach can't get it together.
No.
Joe already knows. I'm out on the Jets, and there's a lot of hype around that team this year, too.
There is a lot of hype around them. Vegas is hot on them at the beginning of the offseason, remember?
Well, again, when Vegas releases these numbers, it's because they're predicting about where people are going to place their money. So what they're expecting is people are going to go over on the Jets. I think they opened them at 5, 5.5. They were right. Now we're seeing them up to 6, 6.5. I think that's crazy. I think they could be in competition for maybe one of the worst teams in the league.
Ooh, well, we shall see. Right. Well, Dan Lifshatz, Joe Murray. Yeah.
Hey, Rich, if we can just mention, we've been doing every conference of college football. Last night we did the ACC and the Independence. That will drop today. But we're going into the Big 12 next week and the Pac-12, and then we'll get to it. So if you love your college football fix, go to our podcast.
And all of our regular season win podcasts or plays for college football are on these podcasts. And you can break down every single team, transfer portals,
their
recruiting.
Their tarp ratings.
Every single game. Yeah, the tarp rating, everything. We're going in-depth on this stuff, yeah.
How's DeVry looking this year?
DeVry, yeah. I believe what? You're the quarterback there, right, Rich?
Listen, I can be. University of Phoenix, are they?
We did break down Georgia Tech last night.
How's my Yellow Jackets?
4.5 was the win total. I think we were Yellow Jackets.
I think we were right. We were under.
They are my Yellow Jackets. That's the one school I can actually say they're mine.
They returned three offensive starters and five defensive starters. Not good for a team in the ACC.
Speaking of bad offenses, a team that used to run the option that went out of it. How'd that work for them?
At least Georgia's not any good, so we're not embarrassed.
Oh, definitely not.
They only lost 50-0 last year.
Of course. All right. Well, thank you, Bankroll Boys. Good having you on, Liv Schatz. It's a good week when you have you on twice
good
in one
to see
week.
You, Dan.
We will be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born. And at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
An invitation to this show means nothing.
Here are Toucher and Rich.
We just do. We go for the jugular.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Waiting for Joe to put his headphones on.
Hey, Joe, how are you?
Welcome back.
Had to use the John.
Okay.
All right.
Fair enough. Well, it is Toucher and Rich, and Joe, as well as many of the people at the station, have been losing a ton of weight. Now, Joe, what are you down to now? Or like, how much have you lost since you've started your quest?
I believe it's 55 pounds.
Hey, that's awesome, man.
It could be more, but yeah, it's 55 for now.
What's the biggest change? Is it your energy? Is it being able to? I don't know. When you lose 55 pounds, that's significant. What is the biggest change that you feel?
Definitely more energy. Less lethargic. I don't know. You ever eat terribly? Let's say you eat a box of KFC, right? Or just a bucket.
Yeah.
How do you feel after that?
I've never eaten a bucket.
I've never done that.
Come on.
Not a whole bucket. No.
Joe, don't get me wrong. I have pulled many of, despite, you know, my stat, I've pulled many a fat guy move. Many. I just had this, growing up, this crazy metabolism. I mean, I'd eat entire pizzas, like entire pizzas
I've done
before.
I've done that when I was
young.
Sure.
Which I don't know if that's something that is a normal thing, but, you know, I got to think that you order yourself a medium pizza and you eat the entire deal, that's probably not the best for you. So, but I've just never, a bucket of chicken, that is a.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever eaten like a whole bucket, but I've ordered a bucket and tried to, you know, make a, I've made
so
a
what are you getting on us for if you haven't done it?
No, listen, dude. Get ready, baby. The pizza bit we did one day. I miss pizza the most. I have not had pizza. I miss it. It's the bread. I've basically given up bread.
Is there
it's not
something,
keto, but
is there something psychologically that is tough to give up? Like when you know, are somebody who for years has just been able to, you know, have this mindset of this is how much I need to eat in order to make myself feel full. Like once you've kind of been on this quest to lose weight, what's the toughest like fat guy move that has been the hardest to eradicate from your brain?
Alcohol. My biggest issue is I drink soda. I love ginger ale. Like I'm obsessed with ginger. I'd swim in it if I could. Canada Dry, but all the way, by the way.
Okay.
But when I have alcohol, I do, you know, whiskey and ginger, or I do cider, Downy cider. How much sugar's in cider? So that's the hardest thing for me. When I go out, all my alcohol options are diminished. Like, what can I have? Can I have a Truly or, you know, one of the high noons?
You'd have vodka and tequila, right?
I can have vodka and tequila. I can't drink vodka and soda. I can't do it. I had bad. I drank a gallon of Kozad vodka once, and I can never go back.
You got to do it like me. I just get the big ice cube, in the glass, and I pour tequila over it, and I just let it melt into it.
But that's it. Think about it.
That's my drink.
I have to drink straight now. Like, or you guys, I'm not sure if people understand my capacity level. I can
save that.
My goodness! I'd like to hear this.
I know it's funny,
exactly,
guys.
What is your capacity level, Joe?
No, I know it's funny, but I'm being really serious. Like,
I'm
6'3". Like, I was probably over 400 pounds. Like,
yeah.
My capacity level. Like, guys, you ever put vodka in a watermelon? You ever, punch a hole in the...
I know of it, but I've never done it.
I have friends that do that, yes.
One night I went out and I had, I think, 4 buckets of Trulies. There were, like, 9 Trulies in the bucket. I've probably had 30 Trulies one night.
Whoa.
Because I don't get drunk because there's not enough alcohol in them.
Right.
And my capacity level is through the roof.
All right. Well, I mean, as far as the fat guy moves and stuff that you got to get out of your head, like, okay, put it this way. I did something just last night that, and I might end up going in the other direction. Like, I have to force myself, you know, to try to do, you know, like run and ride my bike, do stuff like that just so it doesn't hijack me, because I completely have always eaten way more than I should, but I was born this metabolism that has now finally said stop, so I've had to kind of change a few things. But last night, before I went to bed, I was craving something so bad that I actually got on one of the food delivery apps, and I timed its delivery for this morning, and it arrived about 15 minutes ago.
Wow. All right, what is it?
Like, oh, well, I mean, it's like this big-ass, like, parfait thing that one of these things, it's like a big thing, like trough of yogurt with, like, all this granola and honey and crap all over the top of it.
Yes.
But it was a fat guy move, and I got 3 of them.
Oh.
So I can eat one now. I can eat one when the show's over, and then have a snack for later. But I mean, it was like such a thing. I couldn't stop thinking about this food. And instead of course, like a normal human being and not a maniac, I could just wait till this morning and, like, you know, like I set a delivery time for like 7:40, and sure enough, I get these little messages on my phone. I go, ding ding, your food has been delivered. Like, oh yeah, baby. But I mean, you know, that's a fat guy move. That's something that, you know, I would think that is something that if I had to, you know, lose a bunch of weight, I'd have to eradicate. The double dipping, the drive-through double dipping,
oh,
is
yeah.
something I've
oh,
done
man.
That for years. Like, you know what? I really, I love Chick-fil-A, but man, do I want a double-decker
burrito.
You
know you could never live out here, Rich, right? Well, you realize that you have to stay where you are.
And where I live, it's almost like life has made it impossible for me to pull the ultimate fat guy move, the double, like the double dip.
I mean, we have like Chipotle, Chick-fil-A. I mean, it's all in a row.
You have that Monado Japanese buffet for $30.
That's on the other side.
I have gone to that thing and made 5 trips in 1 day. That's what I'm trying to talk about, the capacity level. That place is
amazing.
Not a good
place. That's where the Moe's used to be. I know exactly.
Oh, dude, I could eat. I'll start with the apps, and I'll go over to the crab legs, and then, oh, man. It is just, it's a buffet of wonder.
All you gotta do is come out here, man.
Joe, now, have you done this? Because this is something that I've done as well. And matter of fact, I did it. Oh God! I think I did it in May. It was fairly recently, and it's a normal thing. I do it several times a year. I was at a Mexican restaurant, and I had ordered a plate of tacos, and they brought them out, and it was 3 tacos, mm-hmm. and they were delicious. Mm-hmm. And when the waiter came back, they said, "Can I get you anything?" I said, "Yes, I want another plate of those tacos."
Yeah, I've done that.
I want the exact same thing I ordered twice, and so I had my meal like double, like they brought out a second plate of what I had already ordered, like 2 dinners in 1 sitting. Have you done that before?
Yes. Yeah. So, okay. Listen, I don't know if yogurt and all that considered fat guy stuff, but listen, the tacos, now we're talking. So I could go to Taco Lupita in Gloucester, right? I'd get me a 3 taco combo. I'll eat the whole thing, and then I ask, can I get the same thing to go?
Mm-hmm. I'll eat it here, and the rest for the road.
I will bring 3 more to go, and I'll eat those 3 later on.
One of our listeners said, "Can you imagine the person who read that DoorDash order this morning when they got to the restaurant? This guy wants 3 troughs of parfait at 7 o'clock in the morning." It's true.
Load it up. The yogurt and the oats. Oh,
yep. Yeah. Dude. So I mean, I think that, you know, that would be the toughest thing, I believe, to losing weight. Almost wouldn't be what you're not eating, is just the mentality of all the fat guy moves that you have.
Yeah, I told you, I went to a wedding 1 week. I probably told you the story, but there was a lot of weed, and everybody's got like every snack, Funyuns, Dorito. You know how hard it is to say no to blue Doritos when you see just people, and then like a dip, beef jerky galore. Like, I couldn't do it. That's the one takeaway that I have, is the restraint that I have is impeccable.
Can you smoke weed and not eat snacks?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Well, that's got to be that's like Herculean strength.
You're
right,
one of the few.
Yeah,
you're one of the few I've run into that's able to do that. Good for you.
Yeah, that's the one thing I will say. The other night it's like, oh, let's get ice cream, and I'm like, nope, because I just, what's the point, right?
It tastes good.
They give you 3 scoops, but really all I need is really a bite, right? Like, it really does come down to your brain. Like, if you want ice cream, it's okay to have a scoop or two, but just don't. That's the problem. I get the whole quart. You know what I mean? I don't eat out of a bowl. I get the quart and I eat the thing until I'm sick.
You walked around like with just a quart in your hand?
No, like in the house. If I got like a Brigham's Just Jimmy's, like I'm going to eat the whole thing until I'm sick.
When
you go to Ben & Jerry's, you don't go to the server. You go to the cooler to the right.
Yes.
No, it's like that open container law in New Orleans. He just walks the street with the quart of ice cream.
Yeah.
shovels it in on his way to the car.
But for real though, ice cream is the one thing where if you just put 2 scoops in a bowl and stocked, you'd be fine.
You're good.
But it's the damn quart that gets in the way of it.
It'll kick your ass. All right. We have to break. When we come back, we are going to pay back the listeners for how they hooked us up yesterday. A gift to them right after this.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.